Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, wherever you are in this great land, on this great planet. This is Ron, the webmaster of freewillfilmworks.com, being joined by Saeed of America in Focus. And tonight we're going to focus on the stolen elections in 2020 and then just recently in November. And we're going to go into a little bit of the history of the person who stole both of those elections and some of the elections that she tried to steal but failed to steal. Now, if you want to call in on this December 10, 2022 program, call-in number is 563-999-3788. 563-999-3788. Saeed, do you want to open up with anything?
Yeah, actually, I would like to draw everybody's attention to, me and Ron talked about Dinesh D'Souza, the conservative writer. He came out with a book called 2,000 Mules. I suggest everybody get a copy of it. Very insightful book. I was reading the reviews about it and the synopsis about the book. So he does a very good job of exposing the whole stealing of the election against Trump. An excellent expose about that. But I also wanted to mention, you know, we've talked about this numerous times before about stolen elections. And, you know, the thing is, all elections in the world, majority of elections in the world are stolen. Not too long ago, the false phony leader of France, Emmanuel Macron, that election he had with Marine Le Pen, that was obviously stolen. There was massive voter fraud going on in France at the time that led Macron to, get into power. And that's basically what people don't think, that elections can be stolen in Western countries. You know, it reminds me years ago, this is back in the 80s, the media kept on making a big ruckus about how Mexico's elections were stolen, how they found, massive voter fraud, ballots in the garbage and what have you. But people just don't understand that sort of thing happens in the United States, has been going on in the United States for decades and decades. There's been massive voter fraud and stolen elections. And it's become worse, of course, because everything is digitized. That includes the voter boxes. They're all electronic and computerized. So it's very easy for hackers to steal elections. And, Hillary and her and the Democrats were constantly attacking Trump with having this is the real conspiracy nonsense, that it was Russia that was helping Trump against Hillary, and that's total nonsense. But what is a fact is that Biden was having massive help from the Chinese to steal the election. I mean, of course, Hillary was behind it, but there were also massive hackers that were being employed helped Biden win the election. But in reality, of course, Hillary's the real power that behind Biden. But that, again, it goes back to the point. People just don't think that you could have stolen elections in the United States corporation, because they mistakenly believe that this is a free country, and it's not a free country.
No, it never has been, actually. If you go to band.video, BANNED.video, Alex Jones's website, you'll find that a video there of the history of voter election fraud in America. going all the way back to the very first election. It was Washington, there was no election for Washington. But the first one after him with Adams and Jefferson, it was supposedly Adams stole the election from Jefferson. And there was a big a big controversy over it. And the elections since then, all of them, have been stolen or attempts to steal the elections have been made. In 1828, when Andrew Jackson ran for the first time, it was stolen by John Quincy Adams, the son of John Adams. The bankers did not want Jackson to become president, and they stole it from him. And he knew it was stolen. He publicly stated it. And then next time he ran in 32, I don't know what he did. I haven't read the details on it, but he stopped the steal because they were going to try and steal it again. But elections throughout the history, almost all elections have been stolen.
Right.
Very few elections that have not been stolen or attempted to be stolen. Now, back in 2016, when the witch from hell ran against the current president, President Trump, Biden is not the legal president, even of the United States Corporation. She tried to steal the election and failed. Why? Because she didn't use the late mail-in ballot criminal activity. And the swapping of votes that you put in an algorithm into a computer machine that handles the voting, counting of the voting, you know, it swaps every 10th or 15th or 20th vote to give you the victory. Their algorithm wasn't high enough because the polls weren't accurate because Trump supporters lied and said they were going to vote for the witch from hell when they really voted for the current President Trump. So she found out what had happened. She flipped out, threatened to kill literally everyone who working for her, and says, you find a way which I can steal an election 100% guaranteed. And that's how they came up with the late mail-in ballots. Now, they did that in 2018. They did it in 2020 and again this year in 2022. They stole all of those elections with not only the late mail-in ballots, they started with the early mail-in ballots. Now, if you can go back and look at the race between Warnock and Walker, if you watched it, Warnock took off right away when they started reporting. He jumped up about 200,000 votes ahead. That was because the Democrats had put in over 200,000 illegal ballots, fake ballots, early. Walker, through the night, came back and got ahead of Warnock. And when the Democrats saw that Walker was going to, I mean, just literally clean Warnock's clock, beat him by 200,000-300,000 votes, that's when they reported the extra 200,000 votes. And I seriously doubt that they even had the ballots trucked in. They just reported it. And then days after the election, they shipped the ballots in, unload them, and have them there and claim they were counted. I don't even think they're bothering to put through the late mail-in ballots through the voting counting machine. But they have to have them there in case there's an audit of some kind. If Walker were to say, you know, he wants a recount or an audit or whatever, they have to have the physical ballots there, even though they were never run through the machine. They're all fake ballots. There's no signatures. The names don't match the addresses, et cetera. They're still there. Now, you would say, well, why doesn't a Republican demand an audit or a recount? Well, they don't do any good, because the people who run all the recounts and the audits are demons, Democrats. Republicans have nothing to do with it, because all of the elections that are stolen in blue counties. That's where they bring in the fake ballots, and that's where they count the ballots that don't even exist in the blue counties. And in those counties, the Democrats control everything. It is absolutely impossible for any Republican to have an audit or a recount that is fair and legitimate. It cannot happen in America. The Democrats refuse to allow it. And all the top liberal talking heads on MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, etc., they all know this is going on and has been going on since they got into the business. It's not a deep, dark secret. And all the top politicians in the Senate, the House, most of the governors, they know what's going on. There's a simple way of catching them in the election, stealing of elections. If the NSA can just provide the phone records of all these criminals and the chatter, the emails, the text messages, etc., just produce them and show where they're talking about stealing the election. But the NSA won't do it, because the NSA is under the control of the witch from hell, the DNC. Now, if we had a whistleblower who would come out and provide proof of this, it could bring the whole DNC down, and literally dozens of top DNC criminals would go to prison. But I seriously doubt that's going to happen. You want to jump in at all, Saeed, on this?
Yeah, you know, people also have to really understand too that the majority of the tech companies that control the voting polling stations, all these big the tech companies, the people who develop the software and everything, are controlled. The thing about it is, one of the big mythologies that the Democrats always level against the Republicans, besides attacking them for being a racist party, when it's actually the other way around. It's the Democrats who are racist. They hate blacks, they hate all minorities, and women. but they always make the mythology that that somehow the Republicans are essentially they control the corporations, or the corporations finance the Republicans lock, stock, and barrel, when this actually the other way around. All the big corporations are heavily in the pockets of the Democratic Party, and they give large sums of money to all the Democrat candidates, all the Goldman Sachs's, and was all the big financial institutions, including all the the big tech companies. They give massive contributions to the Democrats, and obviously Democrats control them. So all these companies, they have basically the levers of control of what the polling stations put out, the software that goes into all these voting systems. So obviously everything is not only just rigged, but essentially the Democrats control are basically in league with all these companies and corporations that control all these mechanisms. So obviously, they're going to make sure that as much as possible that a Republican will not become president or what have you, or they can just throw off any election they want. And, again, this is another thing that people don't understand, because they buy in to the idea that the Democrats are somehow the party of the people, which is insane. They have nothing to do with the majority of the people, whether it's working class people or minorities or blacks or women.
Yeah, what we need is another Ed Snowden to come forward and reveal the facts on what the NSA, CIA, et cetera, has been doing. Now, when Elon Musk bought Twitter, he has
right.
released tons and tons of information that the criminals at Twitter were shadow banning and banning outright conservatives. They were working at, I don't use Twitter, so I don't know all the details, but they were working it to, when you look for a story, it would send you to the liberal accounts of the story. And
right.
as far as Hunter Biden, the laptop from hell, it was totally scrubbed from Twitter. Anyone who mentioned it was immediately banned for life. Boom, you're gone. And that's the same with all the social media companies that are liberal. They ban the truth.
Right,
you
right,
have
right.
to remember.
Right.
The one thing the liberals hate more than anything is the truth. Because if the media, the entire media, reported the truth, virtually no Democrat would ever win an election. It would be almost impossible, even in the most highly populated blue counties or states, it would be virtually impossible for a Democrat to win an election. Now I'm going to give you a story about someone who ran against Henry Waxman back in the early 90s, John Rappaport. And Henry Waxman was in Congress for like 20, 30 years when Rappaport ran against him. He had his people do exit polling on the day of the election. And the exit polling found that Rappaport won the election 60% to 40%. The so-called official final result was Waxman 95%, Rappaport 5%. if you believe the establishment, what you can say is, well, Rappaport's lying, or the people going, leaving the polling stations lied for some reason. You can make up tons of excuses, but the Collier brothers investigated all of this, and they wrote a book called Vote Scam. You can still get it on Amazon.com and other places. But they documented that all elections in America for decades have been stolen. Just as I said earlier in the program, since the very first election, every election in America has either been stolen or there's been an attempt to steal it. That's just the way it works, especially when you're dealing with the most powerful nation in the history of the universe. Not just the world, the universe. You really believe that people, corrupt, evil people, would not try and steal an election to maintain power? You want to jump in and say,
yeah, also, I wanted to mention, too, that another thing that's been going on recently, too, is Biden is putting out more and more propaganda, demonizing Iran, as usual, falling prey to the Zionist propaganda that Iran is a threat to the Middle East, and Iran is a threat to world peace, and as usual, Iran is a threat to Israel. He'd be making a lot of he'd be making some overtures to that degree, and it has to be noted that it was General Wesley Clark who had actually exposed, even though he was a part of the power apparatus, but he exposed the fact that there were a number of countries that they, even before 9/11, that that Pentagon hawks wanted to initiate regime change in. And of course, one of those countries was Syria, and they did, obviously, that's what they've been trying to do in Syria, is effect regime change against the legitimate leader Bashar al-Assad. But another country they mentioned, of course, is Iran, and of course Iraq was in that list that Wesley Clark exposed. But again, the eye, of course, is on Iran eventually, and you know it's a very hard thing to destroy that country. But at the same time, they are still putting out obviously the nonsensical propaganda that Iran is a threat to the United States, which it isn't. And they made that same argument against Afghanistan, that somehow Afghanistan was involved or Iraq was involved in the 9/11 attacks, which neither country was involved in. And again, you know, it goes back to the fact that, you know, even before the events actually occurred, they write about it, just like with the whole COVID scam that was foisted upon the American people. This was all written about before all these things happened. They planned everything. They even, and the thing about it is, with these New World Order enthusiasts, whenever they whenever they plan, whenever things occur, they freely admit a decade before in books and in projects that that's exactly what they want to do. Without it goes back to the Carter administration. There was that Global 2000 report, and in that report, they actually admit they literally want to kill off the population of the world through disease, through warfare. I mean, they don't even hide the fact that that's exactly what they want to do to the public. And that includes, rigging elections and, putting, affecting regime change. They actually admit these things. It's such a project for American, a new American century said literally that we need a new Pearl Harbor. So they basically admit in their own documents, whether it's, you know, creating false, phony diseases, rigging elections, or false flag operations, they actually admit these things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they admit what they're doing or confess or explain what they're doing in movies and TV shows.
Right.
There's various shows that reveal the plan. Now, one of the latest shows to come along that was made in 2019, before the news of the COVID thing had broken, is a show called Hobbs and Shaw, and it's part of the Fast and Furious series of movies. In that show, there's some billionaire megalomaniac who wants to wipe out most of the people on the planet by releasing a virus. And Hobbs and Shaw are the ones who are chosen to stop this billionaire nutcase. But they lay it right out in numerous movies. Moonraker, the old James Bond Moonraker movie with Roger Moore. Back in the '80s, it was about some billionaire who was going to. He had his own company that made shuttles for the American, you know, shuttle fleet. He had his own shuttles. He was recruiting people. They were going to live on a space station that he had built that was secretly hidden from radar. And they were going to release biological weapons on the entire planet, murder everyone, come back down when it was safe, and repopulate.
Right.
The Georgia Guidestones, which was blown up a few months back, said we need to reduce the world's population to 500 million.
Right.
Bill Gates brags about wanting to lower the world's population. George Soros is in on it. The Davos gang, all of them. World Economic Forum. So it's... You have to be either deaf, dumb, blind, or dead to not realize that there is a group of megalomaniacs called the New World Order Gang who want to wipe out life on Earth and start over.
Right. And they
and
exactly
90% of us aren't in. We're going to go for 60 more seconds on live, then we're going to go to Extra 15 on the archives. Okay, go ahead, Saeed.
No, I was going to say, yeah, it's interesting they blew up the Georgia Guidestones a couple of months ago. And, you know, they obviously did it because, you know, it became pretty much viral all over the Internet about the Georgia Guidestones. Books were being written about it, even being sold on Amazon. So everybody was realizing what was going on, so they had to blow them up because too many people were becoming aware of it. And, you know, they put out these things, but it's also interesting about at the same time, they'll, although they admit in their books and in literature that they, or even in speeches, that they freely brag about these things, but at the same time, for their own convenience purposes, they'll ban the literature that exposes what they say. Like, you know, Amazon's being notorious for this. You know, they've been banning a lot of books about the about Holocaust revisionism and other subject matter. They'd be banning like crazy online. In fact, it's getting to the point that there's a lot of literature out there, a lot of books out there that will never be allowed to be online, even in PDF form. And it's going to come down to the fact that a lot of patriot literature not only will not be allowed online, the only way you could get it is through mail order, through different venues, because they won't even be, they will literally censor it off the internet.
Yeah, well, there's so much out there in TV shows, movies. South Park did shows on this stuff. They did shows on 9/11. They've done shows on the New World Order gang. I mean, it's just unbelievable the amount of stuff out there, and books, thousands and thousands of books written by researchers exposing it, written by the conspirators themselves. Kissinger has written books on it. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote books on the plan for the New World Order. There's loads of them. If you want to get a book that lists most of the movies, most of the TV shows, and a great many of the books exposing what's going on with the New World Order, you can get a book from freewillfilmworks.com. Just go to that website, and you'll see books there listed that expose the New World Order gang. Let's see. It's there. You have to go to the catalog section. I'm going to it right now. DVDs, shop, catalog. It should be listed at the very bottom. Yeah. It used to be Big Brother is watching you, but it's been cut in half in the two books, Big Brother Sees All and Big Brother Hears All. You can get it there at freewillfilmworks.com or go to amazon.com and just type in Big Brother Sees All and Big Brother Hears All. And you can purchase those books, and it gives you a beginner's guide to the New World Order. And in one of the appendixes, it lists, you know, the movies, TV shows, books, et cetera, exposing the whole thing. You have anything else you want to talk about, say?
Yeah, yeah. I also wanted to mention, too, that, you know, obviously in the upcoming election, Trump is definitely not going to, you know, remain silent, whether it's in the Republican primary or what other political venue, but definitely, you know, he is definitely dead set on, you know, regaining his rightful position.
Well, here's the thing. Let me just talk about the 2024 election. Okay, the election last month in November 2022 was clearly stolen. The Republicans should have gotten... should have a advantage in the House of 50 plus seats. I think they got an advantage of 7 seats. They should have had a minimum an advantage of 6 seats in the Senate, and they're down 2. So Clinton obviously stole a few dozen seats in the House, and looks like about eight or nine, well, probably eight seats in the Senate. And, of course, the Warnock, Walker race, she stole that. She stole the one in Arizona. She also stole the one in Pennsylvania with that Fetterman, the goofy, brain-dead giant who went up against Dr. Oz. That guy in a fair election would not be able to beat a Skid Row wino, period. I could take any Skid Row wino in the country, run him against Fetterman, and beat Fetterman by 20 points easily. That's how bad a candidate Fetterman is. And Warnock, he's a joke. And none of these clowns do anything. They're just puppets. Now, the interesting thing is Krista Sinema from Arizona, she renounced her Democrat Party affiliation, and she's become an independent. But she'll probably still vote with the demons most of the time. But it is curious that she did that. I'm very surprised. What we need is for Joe Manchin to swing and become a Republican. I don't know why he's a Democrat. Doesn't make any sense. But it's sad that elections cannot be fair and square in America or any country in the world, and how Trump is going to stop it with the fake, phony mail-in ballots, stuffing the ballot box early and then stuffing it after the election is over. And they still allow late mail-in ballots. I see no way that he's going to be able to stop it. It's basically hopeless. The only thing you can do is pray that Yahweh steps in as he did in 2016 and stop the witch from hell from stealing that election. He's the only one that can stop it. I don't see anyone in America or the world who can stop the steal in 2 years from now. You want any closing comments, Aid? We've got about 6 minutes left. Oh, Saeed bailed out. I didn't notice that. Okay, let me go on with the last 6 minutes. If you want to get involved, if you live in a blue county, stake out a drop box, an election drop box, before the election. Park somewhere nearby, get your smartphone, and just film people going up, dropping ballots in. Starting, probably around 9 p.m. or whatever. And if you can put in 1 or 2 hours to film it, you'll see people driving up to the drop box, dropping in 10, 20 ballots at a time. Now, some of the blue states have passed laws allows ballot harvesting. In other words, a criminal can go around to people and collect their mail-in ballots and put them in the box for them. Well, it's technically, in some of the blue states, it's legal, but it's a criminal act any way you look at it, because these ballots, they're dropping into the box. They didn't pick them up from anyone. They didn't go around door to door and says, oh, let me take your ballot in. You're too sick or old to drive down and drop it in. I'll do it for you. They don't do that. They go to a DNC office, and the DNC criminals give them usually 100 ballots at a shot, and then they go to the drop boxes, and they'll dump in 10 in one box, 10 in another, 10 in another. This has been documented 100% in the movie DVD 2000 Mules by Dinesh D'Souza. Just go to Amazon or go to band.video, Alex Jones' site, and buy a copy. Watch it, make copies, hand them out. And everyone in the media knows about it. They know it's 100% proof that the elections are stolen. But the liberal media says there's nothing to see here. Move on. Nothing to see. It's a conspiracy theory. And Fox will not mention this film. And they're not. No one on Fox is allowed to say the election was stolen in 2020 or 2022. If they do, they're fired. They're gone forever. That's what happened to Lou Dobbs. He said 2020 was stolen. He wouldn't shut up. They fired him. And they got the company, the big company that was running the voting machines, to sue him. And the company sued Fox. Well, Fox doesn't want these lawsuits. So if one of their men or women says an election is stolen, the companies that run the voting machines simply sue them. And Fox doesn't want to go through it, so they said, can't say anything. That's how powerful the New World Order is. That's how they steal elections and get away with it, because they threaten to sue anyone who says anything. Or that they prosecute them, send them to prison. Now, down in Brazil, the latest election where Bolsonaro supposedly lost, they're having a big fight over that. And it may come out to where they finally admit the election was stolen, and Bolsonaro will be reinstated. We'll just have to wait and see. But, I don't know what you can do unless we have thousands of people out there videotaping the drop boxes and watching it. The demons are just going to keep stealing elections. And the witch from hell plans on running in 24. If she doesn't get rid of Harris and Biden in the meantime, she's going to run from her basement or her home. I doubt she has a basement in her home. But she'll run from her home. She'll maybe do one campaign appearance a month just to say, you know, she's out there campaigning. But it's going to be bad. Stay tuned. And so Ron at freeworldfilmworks.com signing off. Keep fighting and never raise the white flag.